Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're joined this morning by Leon Reich. He is the honorary member of the World Executive of the World's Zionist Organization. Leon, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And how are you, Howard?
I am well. So we've been, of course, following the story and we've seen photos on social media and it looked really, really interesting. But what was the significance of the World Zionist Organization event that took place recently in Switzerland?
Hello?
Yes, so I was asking the significance of the event.
Oh, the significance, because this was great, because it was not only the 125th anniversary, but it was also assessing the achievements of Herzl and the Zionist movement from 1897 to the present day, with the state of Israel as it is now, which I don't have to enumerate to you. And to look the way forward, how to run the Zionist movement and the role of the Jewish people in the future.
So, and that's quite an interesting thing, because when the Zionist movement started, there were obviously some very specific, I mean, the goals were the same, and there was a lot of many things didn't change, especially as Zionism is based intrinsically on a core aspect of Judaism. But there were very different needs at the time. And if we look at it back then and we look at it today, how have those changed?
Well, firstly, at the time, the Zionist movement was triggered by the Dreyfus trial. But there was anti-Semitism all the time.
Of course.
But Herzl he was a really skilled man, a playwright, an author, an editor of a newspaper, a journalist, a public speaker, a linguist of many languages, Russian, French, Yiddish, German. And he was very concerned about the anti-Semitism and the way it had manifested itself, and the injustice. And he felt that the Jews needed a home for themselves. That's the way it started, but not the way he viewed it as it would be finished. In his writings, he spoke about the Jews having a state and being a light unto the nation to make a contribution to the world as well. And Israel has gone a long way in that regard. Although his dream that anti-Semitism would stop when Israel became a normal nation like other nations, and therefore we'd be treated like other nations. But this has not happened as far as anti-Semitism is concerned.
No, of course not.
Well, that's the one thing that he hasn't succeeded on, which they are not going to be concentrating on.
It is fascinating that, because all that it's really done is shifted the focus of anti-Semitism, and it's given maybe not really a legitimacy, but it's created a platform for anti-Semites just to operate in a different sphere. Was that something that was addressed at this conference? Was the issue around anti-Semitism then and now addressed as to how it's changed now with a focus on Israel?
The issue is as great, but as you say, the focus has changed. But that's not new, because the focus, if you look at Jewish history, has changed consistently. Either we too rich or too poor, or we drink the children's blood for Pesach.
Yes,
there's always been a different reason. Now they've got a different reason now.
Yes, yes. If we look back at what do you think would be, aside from anti-Semitism, and of course that's a real if we look back, what do you think would have disappointed the original Zionists, aside from anti-Semitism, around the state of Israel today?
Well, the original founder, if he would have been here, and in fact at the conference they had somebody to represent Herzl and look like him with a long beard. What would Herzl say now that this representative of Herzl said? He said that our success is beyond any of the wildest dreams.
Amazing.
Beyond any of the wildest dreams, our success at this stage, beyond anti-Semitism.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I would agree.
Yeah. It's absolutely right. Unfortunately, that is where we have to leave it. Leon Reich, honorary member of the World Executive of the World Zionist Organization, unpacking the World Zionist Organization event that took place in Switzerland over the last week.